Job, A Timed Exercise by Maureen Marsh.
Tyler gets me a job as a waiter, and I'm finding myself ungrateful. He's talking me through the main aspects of a job I never envisaged myself doing, and in a tone so welcoming and friendly that I dare not show my ungratitude. I know he feels sorry for me, and I hate that he does, but he's doing his best to be upbeat and almost casual about the fact that I have fallen so far. I'm not the stuff of waiters, you see. I'm not a humble servant type. I was meant to be a lawyer. My family expected me to follow in the family tradition of law and politics. So does that make sense, Harry? I've not been listening to Tyler. I've been lost in my world of loss and sadness, but I nod yes. So let's see how you get on with the table too. Here, take some menus. I reluctantly and slowly steer myself to a small table in a dark corner where a young man is wooing a young slim brunette with striking green eyes, and I stop. I'm transported back to my trouble. I blame her for my trouble because before Sophie, I was relatively boring, relatively straight. Her tutelage took me down a path of hedonism, drugs, debauchery that no one should return from. She had those eyes, green, magical. She smelt like patchouli and something else. Trouble, I guess. Try this, Harry. I see her now, outstretched arm, handing me a noxious pipe of Satan's brew. I'm lost in her eyes and the road she leads me down. I'm lost in the shadows of life. What begins as fun and magic ends in darkness and despair. I see us 5 years later in a crack house like pale, lifeless dolls. My ambitions are charcoal, burnt to death. My family has disowned this gargoyle of a son, and I have lost everything, especially myself. This is when Tyler shows up one dark day. I recognized him from my university days. He's dashing and vital, manager of Carluccio's restaurant in Leighton Buzzard. Me, a hopeless addict who's just lost his flame to an overdose. We bump into each other in the cafe, and he leads me back to sanity, back to hope and rehab. And now he's offering me a lifeline back to wholeness. I look at him smiling and willing me on. He is my savior, the one I don't deserve yet need. I smile back and the pact is made. God has seen fit to place me in his servant's arms, and I shall not let him down again. And I breathe deeply, and I see a light is guiding me back home.